Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Conversations with Spirit with your host, Matthew J. In today's show, you can contact Matthew by calling 760-283-4611 or prefix 001-760-283-4611 or connect on Skype for free. And now, here's your host, Matthew J.
Hi, Matthew.
Hi, Mike. Are we live? Are we live, Mike?
Yes.
Good morning, everybody. Good evening, everybody. We had a little bit of a thing here. We're getting onto the show this morning, so hence why we've not had our usual hellos. This is Conversations with Spirit. My name is Matthew James. I am your host from Mike Spirit FM. We have a special guest from the UK on this evening. We have Ali Keys. Ali Key, are you there, Ali?
No, Ali's not in yet, mate. We're just waiting for him to come in.
Oh, that's no problem. So we can have a conversation for a minute then, Mike, whilst we're waiting for our guest to come in. How's things, Mike? You've got your voice back.
Well, I have, Matthew, and it's wonderful to have it back, isn't it?
It is, because I know we talked a couple of times since you had your virus. It was awful. It wasn't Mike. It wasn't our usual Mike that was on the Skype, the other end of the Skype.
Well, it felt like as if it was a few aliens in my body, if I'm honest with you, Matthew. But, 3 weeks later, I'm fine.
Oh, fantastic. And what have you been up to, Mike?
Well, Matthew, you wouldn't believe if I told you, mate. You know, I've still been working hard, you know, through the rain and everything else. But it's all been good.
Awesome. What can we talk about, Mike, until my guest comes on? What do you reckon? Spiritual?
Because I need to do something else in the background. So you tell everybody of who you are, Matthew.
That's very true. Yeah, well, I'm the host of this wonderful radio show here on Mike Spirit FM. We're on every single week at the same time. We're normally a little bit more organized than this, but Blog Talk Radio has been spitting the dummy a little bit this week. So I've had to come on the show from a different direction, which is taking me back a little bit because I've not had my normal preparation. But this is Conversations with Spirit. I am Matthew James. To find out about me, go over to my website, which is www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Now, I've been a professional, I'm going to call myself a professional mystic. I'm not really one for tags. I mean, okay, I do clairvoyance, I do mediumship, tarot runes, numerology. I've got my own cards, the light of people. But I prefer to call myself a professional mystic, and I have been a professional mystic since the mid-1980s. So I've been around quite a bit in the UK, in New Zealand, and here in Australia. All my details about the types of readings that I do, my sort of a brief biography can be found on the webpage. There is various bits of information on there. There is also a dedicated page to the radio show, Conversations with Spirit. So if you go over to the webpage, you'll see there are a few tags at the top. There is Conversations with Spirit. And I'm encouraging people to use the forum on the left-hand side so we can receive feedback from the show. I mean, because without you listeners, we don't know really which direction to head the show. We want music requests. We want questions more of a spiritual nature, things for us to talk about, because, I mean, obviously, we're going to be doing live calls. We'll be doing live callers very, very shortly. People can phone in, and me and my studio guests will be doing live readings.
Okay, can I just cut in and just let you know that your guest is there with us at the moment?
Oh, fantastic, Mike.
So the both of you.
Ali. Hello, Ali.
Hello, Matthew. How are you doing? You all right?
I am really, really good. Now, last time you were on the show, you were holding Rhiannon's phone and you were both sitting in the kitchen. So are you still sitting in the kitchen?
Still sitting in the kitchen. Not holding the phone, obviously, this time. But, we're here. Rhiannon's obviously very busy at the moment, so it's all good.
Awesome. So, do you want to just let people know who Ali Key is, exactly who you are? And also, you need to mention the blue hair as well.
Right. I mean, yeah, my name's Ali Key. Everybody calls me Smurf, obviously, because of the electric blue hair that I've got. I'm a psychic medium. I have featured on live UK television. I am the front man for Team Faulkner. I have used the Faulkner Tarot and Brian's deck live on British television. And it's actually been seen live stream all around the world. So I've basically made, you know, the Faulkner Tarot and Brian's deck a household name throughout the whole world, which is absolutely an amazing thing to achieve for, you know, Team Faulkner. I currently help run with my Rhiannon Faulkner Psychics, which is a brand new ethical psychic line company, which you don't have any phone bills, there's no hidden costs, there's no cost per minute, there's no automated systems, you don't get cut off after your 30-minute reading. If it goes over 30 minutes, it goes over, and you don't get extra charges with that. We don't have any restrictions in what you can ask our psychics. We've got psychics available all the way around the world, even the amazing Matthew James here as well, yourself, Matthew. We've got
That's correct.
We've got amazing psychics, put it that way, but genuine psychics, all hand-picked by Rhiannon herself. And £1 from every single reading goes towards absolutely every single... £1 from every single reading is donated to, you know, two spiritual churches throughout... It's Canada and one in America. The one in America is the Center for Practical Spirituality in San Antonio, Texas. You can find these guys on Facebook. And the one in Canada is the Gateway Center, Calgary, in Canada. And you can find these guys on Facebook as well. So we're making a massive impact within the industry, because I used to work for one of the biggest rip-off companies out there, which I worked on TV with them as well. And these guys are, you know, they're charging people, you know, as you know yourself, Matthew, £1.53 a minute. Now, that is, if you go over your 10, 15 minutes of reading, you know, you're charged more for staying on, because you say, for instance, you pre-book a 20-minute reading for £40, bloody expensive, but if you go over that 20 minutes, you're then charged £1.53 a minute, which you didn't know about. And Rhiannon herself's been absolutely stung by this, you know, when she actually called in to speak to me one time for a 20-minute reading, and she got a phone bill of £78, which is absolutely astonishing and shocking. But yeah, that's exactly what we do at Faulkner Psychics. You can find us on Facebook.
What's the link, Ali, so everybody can go over and have a look?
Well, you can find us on Facebook at Faulkner Psychics. You can find us on Twitter at Faulkner Psychics. And you can find us online at www.faulknerpsychics.com. And you can find and read about everything about ourselves, about Rhiannon, her work that she's done with the amazing churches, and exactly what we offer, a genuine service that doesn't rip you off.
I know from my own experience, Ali, it's refreshing as a reader to actually get a phone call from an actual person, either you or Hannah. I know I've mainly spoken to you, Ali, and you'll say that your caller's name, you get given the caller's name, and then straight away you go straight onto the call. That's refreshing rather than an automated service where it'll say, this is such and such a thing calling, press 1 if you want to accept this call, and then you haven't a clue who you're speaking to.
Well, this is the thing. It's a family-run business. It's definitely a family affair here. But this is the most annoying thing when you phone up these other lines. Press 1 to get through for a psychic reading. Press 2 for a psychic reading. And it's like, whoa, this is too much. You know, phone up our service, and it's one of us that picks up the phones. It's usually Rhiannon herself or Hannah herself who are doing an amazing job picking up the phone 24 hours a day, you know. I'm currently doing most of the readings, you know, because we can't all be doing the same thing. We've got to give ourselves tasks, you know.
But
it's amazing the fact of the call that when you phone into our free phone and toll-free numbers, the whole time that you're on that phone, it's all paid for you. We take the cost for you. So there's no phone bills whatsoever. It's completely, the call is completely free. All you pay for at the moment, it's £37 for that 30-minute plus reading, you know, which is, I think it's 54 Australian dollars and 55 US and Canadian dollars, which that's all you pay for. You just pay for the reading itself, not the phone call.
Yeah, which, I mean, is really, really good, because I know, and I said really, really, I have a habit, Ali, of going very, very or really, really, and I'm not even aware that I do it. So that's just a thing to watch out for with me. But I've been really shocked by the cost of some calls. When I've been on, I worked on a phone line for probably about 3 years over here. One of the more well-known ones, I'm not going to mention the name on here, but people who know me will know which phone line I was on. And I know I would have people staying on for up to 2 hours, and I was really not happy about it, because I'd be thinking, that's going to be about £250 for the person on the other end.
I mean, this is the thing, though, with the people that I used to work for, the big companies, they used to, I mean, I know that one psychic at the moment who has been told, you have got to make sure your calls are more than 10, 15 minutes. And then they tease them with, we'll get you on the TV if you do that. It's absolute nonsense. You know, if the customer wants to spend, I mean, the thing is with us, it's £37, you know, for that 30-minute reading. If it goes over, say, for instance, 40 minutes, if it goes to 40 minutes, you're not charged anymore. But if you get everything answered within 25 minutes, that's up to yourself. You know, that is fine. But it's the thing of these people, I mean, these are genuine psychics that are working for these big companies, and I know many of them that want out of there, but they don't know how, you know. And this is another thing with Faulkner psychics. We pay all our readers exactly what they deserve to be paid. They don't get paid 16 pence a minute. They get paid a one-off chunk. There you go. Thank you very much. There's a part, very much a big part, I must say, of that £37. Thank you very much. And do you know something? It's they're then doing their work more and more and more as a pure channel because they're happy.
Well, it's not only that, Ali. I know. 1 week I got paid twice in 1 week.
Yeah.
Because as soon as Rhiannon, as soon as she receives the money from the credit card or however the payment is, I know we get paid straight away. I mean, that's impressive because it was like I could wait up to 2 months to be even paid on this phone line.
But this is exactly what the big companies do. They keep the money in the bank, in savings accounts and everything. They make a fortune for a whole 4 weeks until you get paid. And they keep that money there, and they're building up the interest and everything like that. But what happens with Rhiannon is she said, no, as soon as I get that money from the credit card company, I am going to put it straight into people's bank accounts because they deserve to be paid exactly as they get it. You know, I think it's something like 2-3 days of a wait, but then once someone does a reading, 3 days later, they get paid for it. So they're constantly getting paid. No other company does that.
That's right, but I know Rhiannon's had, not surprisingly, because she's treading on these toes, she's had a lot of grief, hasn't she? I mean, I know from behind the scenes that there's been a lot of hassle for Rhiannon to even get this off the ground.
Oh, yes. I mean, there's been a lot of jealousy. There's been, as soon as we kicked out and as soon as we kicked off back in, you know, that kind of early February, late January, we were getting phone calls. We had people demanding to speak to me from the big companies trying to threaten me. I've been threatened on Facebook from the big companies, basically stop what you're doing. Don't think so. Rhiannon has had a lot of crap, kind of, you know, a lot of negative energies sent to her. We've been battling away from this. We've been constantly clearing the house. We've been constantly clearing each other and, you know, doing a lot of healing as well, because there's a lot of people that don't want this to happen because they want to make the thousands and thousands of pounds out of people. And we are about the money. We are about the people. And that's the most important thing, to help others.
That's right. That's where, I mean, this is where these companies really, really fail. Here we go again, really, really. I'm going to have to stop doing that. But I know Rhiannon actually had the whole phone system actually built, didn't she, from scratch? This is a completely new concept, isn't it? It's what a lot of people don't realise. It was in the creation format for months and months, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, this is the thing. We had it one way, and then all of a sudden, a big company completely let us down, near enough kind of screwed us over. And then Rhiannon just had this massive brainwave of, wow, heads together, myself and Rhiannon, bang, this is what we're going to do. And she just went for it. And all credit to Rhiannon. She's absolutely done superbly. I'm so, so proud of her, because she has beaten, you know, all these nasty people out there who want her to stop. And I will always be in front of her. I will always be behind her. I always will be 110% with her, with everything that goes on as well. And nothing will stop Faulkner Psychics from doing things the right way. And these big companies are just terrified because we are doing things the ethical way. We are doing things the right way. And I do believe that I've seen already a big company changed one of their ways, and they've tried to put their prices down as well. But we still undercut. We still are the best price. But not only are we the best price, we have got the readers to back it up as well. The genuine, pure channels.
And I know from my point of view as one of those readers, it is wonderful to be on that phone line, because it's just like doing a normal home phone reading, because I've got my own timer on. It's up to me to make sure it's 30 minutes. And it's nothing like being on one of those crooked phone lines at all. I used to actually really, really, stop it, Matthew, really dread the phone ringing from this particular phone line, because you felt like you were part of a machine, and you were a machine, and you were just the money making machine for them.
Mm. And that's exactly what all the psychics are. They're all used to make loads of money for the head, and the head of the companies are on something like 100 grand a year, which is absolutely shocking. And then they go and pay out to their psychics, who are there constantly, all the time. You know, some of them are working near enough 24 hours a day just to make ends meet. And, you know, I used to work nearly every single night, every single, you know, afternoon, and I'd get paid something horrendous, like anything from like £200 to £800 a month, you know. And I say £800 a month, that's when I was in the TV studios.
Gee, because I was lucky. I would log in, I would do my shift, and I was lucky if I got like $48 for a shift in a day. And that would be, you'd be scratching, you'd get like maybe a 9-minute call, and a 19-minute call, and a 28-minute call, and a 23-minute call. And we were on, I think we were on about 64 cents or 70 cents a minute. And it was soul destroying. The amount of effort you've got to put in, you're making a link each time, you're trying to be as genuine as you are, and you're connecting people with the loved ones on the other side, and you're dealing with real problems, and you suddenly feel, well, I did anyway, and I know a lot of other readers, I know a lot of readers on these phone lines feel really degraded, like, I put a lot of effort into today, and look at what I've got to show for it. I've got naff all in money for all that effort, and you see the cost of the call, and you realise the big guns are getting a fortune off you, and that's when I started questioning these phone lines.
But this is the thing as well, Matthew. I remember doing, it must have been about 15 minutes of a reading for somebody on these, when I worked with the big companies, and they paid me £1.90 for 15 minutes. £1.90, and that's when I was saying, you are absolutely taking the chronic Mickey out of me now, because I'm a pure channel, and I'm sorry, but my guides are saying this isn't happening again, you know, because we've got to look after ourselves as well as helping the people, you know. Yes, we understand that spirit give us what we need, that's fine, you know, but these big companies are just absolutely tearing the industry apart. And this is why FaulknerPsychics.com is really making a huge stir and a huge difference, which is absolutely amazing. A difference to the customer and a difference to the reader as well.
Which is a breath of fresh air. And I know spiritually, I keep going on about 2013 being this big breath of fresh air. And you're obviously Faulkner, Team Faulkner is very much part of this. I mean, the problem is, as I know, when it's something an old friend of mine said many, many years ago, and I've said a word twice again. Oh, you need to remind me as well, Ali. Next time I say something twice, I've got
to
stop doing
Matthew, yeah. I say, apparently, according to our lovely kids and Rhiannon, I apparently say a lot of things like, you know what I mean, okay, dokey. And it's just habit, isn't it?
It's Freudian slip, I believe. But I had a friend who described what we're doing, because he predicted this about 20 years ago. We're the snowplow, or we're part of the snowplow, where we're trying to forage ahead and everybody will start following. Well, to make that difference and push against that snow, we're pushing against so many different jealous minds, mindsets, people who feel threatened, people who don't want the truth to come out there. I mean, a lot of these psychic companies are just pure and unscrupulous psychics as well, are just in it to make money. It's just, that's all it is. It's a money making machine. They don't care. They don't care at all about. I've just had a message. Check Skype. Mike messaged you, and I can't read it. Mike, I don't know where I'm supposed to be reading the Skype, Mike, because I'm looking at the page. Sorry about that, Ali. I just got a message. But, there's so many unprofessionals.
Well, this is the thing. There is so many unprofessionals out there, and this industry is absolutely falling apart. It has been falling apart for years within the psychic and the paranormal industry as well. It's been full of people who have spun a load of nonsense. It's full of people that want to constantly be famous. They want to constantly make loads and loads of money out of everybody. And it's not about that. It's about passing over the message. It's about connecting to spirit, working for spirit, and bringing that pure message for that other person that you're connecting to. And it's about time the truth comes out. And the truth is now coming out within, you know, how psychic lines can actually be done. And
that's
Rhiannon
right.
has brought that. You know, and I intend to bring the truth out again within a project that I'm currently working on, which I'm not allowed to say anything about, obviously. But
yeah.
Between us, we can make a difference.
Awesome. Are you going to be up for doing some live readings this evening, Ali?
Yeah, that's the thing. Why not help these people out there, you know? Bring them something...
We've obviously going to be having some callers this evening, and I know I've got we've got a caller. I want to do a bit of a music break.
Yeah.
And then when we come back in, we'll take our first caller. And what I tend to do, I know you remember from when Rhiannon was on, and it's, you know, the format. I give a bit of a connection for a caller. You give a bit of a connection for a caller, or maybe you go first. That's what we normally do.
A bit of a dual reading.
That's right, exactly. A bit of a dual reading. I mean, we've got a bit of an Anglo-Scottish thing going on this evening, but I'll let you into a secret. My dad was a Glaswegian, so there's probably more Scottish on this phone line than there is actually English at the moment.
Oh,
and then we've got our Welsh, our wonderful Welsh founder, Mike, in the background. So it's a very, very much a Celtic theme this evening.
As long as we don't talk about the rugby, that's fine, yeah?
That's absolutely fine. Now, I think we'll go into our first music break. Now, I tend to have a lot of my own favourite songs on here. This one has got quite a lot of spiritual meaning to it. So I think we'll have our first track, Mike, if you're hearing in the background. It's Dunringill by Jethro Tull.
The storm watch brew, the constant kings of the white sea, snaps at the heels of a soft prayer whisper. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, that I just put the mute button on, everybody. This is so hilarious. This is live radio for you. Put it on mute so nobody could hear me supping in the background. And I forgot to put it back on again. So that was Done Ringo by Jethro Tull, one of my personal favourite tracks. What's your sort of music interest, Ali, before we go into the first caller? What's your music? What are you into? Let people know about Ali a little bit.
Oh, my goodness. Is this safe to say this? Do you know something? My family would be absolutely peeing themselves here. Rhiannon would be absolutely, you know, falling about in tears over the kids. But, yeah, One Direction songs are quite cool.
I've not actually heard anything by them. Surprise, surprise. I've seen all the adverts over here, but I've not heard anything by them.
To be honest with you, I like a lot of music. I mean, I like country and western. I like pop. I like cheesy pop. A bit of old classic rock as well. I like a bit of that. So I'm quite an easy listener, to be honest.
No worries. Right, I think we'll take our first caller. Stacey, are you there, please, Stacey? It's time that we did some live reading.
Here.
Hiya, Stacey.
I'm here.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Hi. What's your question? What I'm going to do is I'm going to hand you over, first of all, to Ali. Ali can do the first part of your reading. I'll then do your second part. What's your question, Stacey?
My question is about my daughter.
Okay.
She has a lot going on.
Right. Okay, hello, Stacey. You all right there? This is Ali.
Hi.
Just to let you know how I work, I work with the Faulkner Tarot, and I also work with my spirit guides as well, okay, to give you some insight in how I work. And I'm quite direct as well. Now, let's have a look at your daughter. What's her name there, Stacey?
What's her name?
Yeah.
Hey.
What, sorry?
It's T.
Right, okay. Not a problem at all. Now, I just feel very much clamming up. I feel very much going really from deep from within ourselves. There seems to be some sort of... Now, there's a mental kind of emotion here. There's something here that's going round in our mind constantly all the time. There's deep worry here within our energy just now at the moment. I really can't understand. It's something that's happened here. And there seems to be, not conflict, but there seems to be a lot of kind of feeling kind of not good enough within ourselves for some reason. It's really bizarre because I want to say here, there is troubles here. There seems to be, I'm going to the stomach area with her as well. And I want to say very much, you know, a little bit of troubles, a little bit of problems there, okay? But nothing that's not going to go away, okay? So please don't think that it's not going to be cured, it's not going to disappear, okay? I do feel a very, very intelligent person, all right? Not looked upon as an intelligent person by many people, okay? I feel very much as well. It's like being a little bit out of her comfort zone at the moment, okay? There seems to be something going on with a certain friend at the minute as well. This is the friend here with the dark hair, the long dark hair, okay? And I just feel everything with her is going to be up and down for the next 3 months, I do feel, okay? But after that third month, there's something coming that it's like there's something that's being planned at the moment. Okay, and after that third month, bang, that's when you hit that positivity. That's when all the stress seems to disappear. Okay, I hope you can understand me so far.
Right.
Okay, can you understand here? I've been shown the last 5 weeks, and there's a lot of stress, everything being up in the air, okay? And I do feel it's like an upward struggle at the minute for you, personally, from within your energy. You're trying to collect your thoughts together.
That's correct.
Okay, but I feel you're being torn in two different directions at the moment, okay? I need to say to yourself this. Career-wise, you have to rethink. You have to go back to the drawing board. You have to rethink about your career. And I want to say, what you wanted to do 6 months ago, you can achieve it now. You can actually achieve it. So do not hold back. Just keep going forward and keep the faith. And all the best, Stacey, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Not a problem.
Stacey, which grandfather do I have here? I feel I'm on the left lung area or the left chest area where the condition would have taken him over, because I've got a bit of a wheezing I've got a wheezing problem. I've got a lung I've got a lung chest problem, and that's where I've got to be with this lung. Do you know which grandfather that was, please? He's taking my breath away here.
I guess that would be my father's. I never met my mother's father. He died way before I was born.
But you would recognize this Fleming up. You would recognize this lung condition, because this is what I'm being hit with. Is your daughter either expecting a child or lost a child? Because this is being emphasized at the minute.
No.
Right. There has to be a relationship situation here, because it's being emphasized to me. So there has to be a stable relationship being formed, because this grandfather is most certainly talking about a child to come in the future. It might be 2 years on, but there has to be a stability of a relationship here being formed. So I don't know what the issue, your current issues with your daughter are, but the way the grandfather is talking, he is very much in a future position here, meaning these things are going to be ironed out in the now, and you watch where she gets a lot calmer, your daughter, and there is a bit of a stable relationship coming in here. Because he's definitely talking about the being a child. This grandfather, have you lost the grandmother as well?
Yes.
Right. I'm understanding now what he's telling me. So can I ask, in the current position with your daughter, where is she as far as the relationship goes?
Well, she's a kid. She's 13.
How old is she, sorry?
13.
Okay. So the five that Ali was referring to, I've got the same five. I'm wondering if by the time she's 18, she's 19, there is a child coming, and they're most certainly saying that there will be stability in this girl's life. I've got a feeling that there is a male friend around her now that might develop into a childhood sweetheart, might develop into something where it's like there's a companion. That's the way it's been emphasized to me. My apologies for the angle that they seemingly came in. I mean, the last thing you want to hear is they're talking about a child when you've got a 13-year-old daughter. I know that, but it was the way that this guy was saying, this grandfather was saying, look, I don't want to be asked about face about this. I want to say it as it is. Look, stop worrying about her. She's going to settle in. She's going to establish herself with her peers, she's going to establish herself with a boyfriend, she wants to have a child, it won't be too early, it'll be right at the right time for her. You've got to let her be a little bit. Almost, he's not saying that you are meddling, he's just saying that give her some space to let her find her own direction in life. I don't know if that is the answer that you've been looking for, but I've got to say that this guy's been very, very abrupt. He's saying it as it is. meaning that she's going to sort herself out. She'll sort her own life out.
Well, what she's saying about sorting herself out, it makes sense, but I don't think it's regarding to a boyfriend. The issue I'm having is something happened at school, I don't know what, and from September until now, she's had long-term memory loss. So that's the probably issue for her, to sort herself out, trying to get her mind and her memory back. No one knows.
Right. Well, there's
what
been.
Happened.
I know. The grandfather mentioned about sorting it out with peers, meaning that the students that she's with in the class, that's where the pressure's been. And I'm understanding from what's been pointed out to me that it's been the usual. They've got boys, or it's the bullying issue. There's been obviously a bullying issue going on. So for him to say, well, look, by the time she's 18 or 19, she's potentially got this child here, means that she's going to grow through this situation. It's the most blunt way that he could say it.
Okay.
If that's I'm sorry, but sometimes I let them come straight in and say what they've got to say without realizing any of the consequences. So I'm speechless, because I'm feeling that that's how your daughter is. She's a little bit speechless at the moment. There is a definite fear with her, and that fear can be overcome.
I feel there's some kind of fear. Why, you know, the memory just loops. A young child, just everything is like blocked.
From a counselling and a psychology point of view, that's a normal, natural trauma reaction.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with something that you really don't want to deal with, as a protection mechanism, the brain locks those memories out until you can actually deal with them. So
right.
She's most certainly been traumatized, but the effect is less damaging than if she could remember those memories.
Mm-hmm.
The fact she's blocking them out says that it's a defense mechanism. If she's having nightmares and she's remembering it over and over and over again, that would be the big problem.
Yeah, she's not having nightmares, but the weirdest thing since all this happened is that she's like communicating with my grandmother, some clients that I had that passed away. So it's weird, and she's told me specific things. And I'm like saying, how does she know these things? You know?
Would this be the grandmother that was married to the grandfather who's talking to me?
Yes.
Well, it's not uncanny, but that wouldn't surprise me at all. He's telling me one thing, and the grandmother is obviously communicating with your daughter. So I'm going to say that situation is perfectly fine. I wouldn't be surprised about it at all.
Yeah.
Because there is a bonding going on there.
Yeah. Because she referred to her with the psychologist that she's her guardian angel.
Well, I mean, that phraseology is obviously accepting for a 13-year-old. I would say that I would prefer to call the grandmother her protector at the moment. Her protector, an overseer, somebody who's there obviously to follow her around and keep her from harm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to have to leave the reading there, Stacey, because we do have a number of other callers.
Okay.
I'm going to try and get through as many as I can. But if you want a copy of this reading, then just wait till the end of the show. You can actually download it from the archives. Now, if you need an extended reading with either me or Ali, the details will be up on the Mike Spirit FM, how to contact either of us. And I'm going to thank you very much, Stacey, for actually calling in this evening.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Stacey.
Thank you, Stacey.
Ali.
Excuse me?
I'm here.
Ali. Right, I think we will go to the next call. Christine, are you there, please?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, Christine. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Orlando, Florida.
Orlando, Florida. Okay, and your question, please.
My question is there, do you see anything coming up for me in the next few months?
Okay. pardon the phlegm. I'm just going to throw that previous link out. But I get straight away there is a contractual agreement with you being formed or written up between now and then. And I would imagine that's got quite a lot of implications as far as the lifestyle change for you is concerned. So I'm going to actually go with, I'm seeing a potential for sale or moving with a property. So where is it I'm going to say, are you planning to move to or are you planning to go to? Because that is something that's being emphasized here.
I don't have any immediate plans of moving.
Right, can you, because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to make sense of this little bit of symbolism that I've been given. Straight away, I've been given something of a contractual nature. The most obvious thing I was going to go with was, well, there's got to be some kind of job or move or job change here, but I didn't want to generalize. So what I tend to do is try and jump in and say, what's the implication here? Straight away, I get this male figure coming in who may well be a grandfather, but I don't know at this minute. And his explanation is for Christine, the sky's the limit. There's no boundaries for you at the minute. The only boundaries that I've actually got that's been explained to me is Christine herself. So how and in what way are you holding yourself back? Let's forget about past disappointments, right? Let's forget about what's happened before. It's water under the bridge. This is a new, fresh slate, as far as I'm being told here. It's a brand new, fresh beginning, as far as I'm told here. So what is holding you back? That's the question you need to ask yourself.
Well, I mean, I'm not working right now, and I've been looking for work, so I can start a new life, but that just hasn't happened for me yet.
Right. There is a contract being drawn up between now and, let's say, June or July. In other words, what is being said to me, and it's a belief, you have to believe this. I'm not forcing a message on you, but it's all about a belief that you can do this or you can believe that you can do this. There is a job contract being lined up for you, and it does have the consequence that it gets you onto the next rung of a ladder, and there are interstate flights with this. That's how it's been pointed out to me. Now, the wording that I have been given here is, has your life been shattered by a relationship ending in the last couple of years, over the last 18 months? Have you had to start again?
I've had to start again over a lot of things in the last 2 years. The last 2 years, I've had nothing but bad luck.
Okay, but specifically this guy, and again I'm going grandfather and he's not being specific. All I'm being hit with is either both kidneys rattling or I had a liver problem and I had a left kidney. I don't know which it is. I've got a cancerous condition here that would have got into livers and kidneys and would have spread everywhere. That's how I'm feeling at the minute. But that might be somebody entirely different to the grandfather. All I know is he stepped forward and there are ladies that have walked in as well. All I'm aware of is they're talking specifically 18 months ago and it was a big shatter. It's like your heart was shattered and we're only just now pulling all the pieces together again. That's how it's been explained to me.
Well, 2 years ago, I had emergency surgery.
Can I ask what the emergency surgery was? On your heart, was it?
No, actually, it was my appendix.
So that was your appendix. But what's this about your heart or you having your heart broken? That's the terminology. I can only go with the terminology that I'm given. I can only go with the information that I'm provided with because I'm just acting like the telephone here. But there was definitely something about having your heart broken.
The only thing I can really relate to that is just disappointment in my own father.
Right. All I want to say here is that it is a big boost of a big move forward for you. And I have to say it's been given, well, you are in the Sunshine State. Florida is the Sunshine State. I know, I've been to Florida. But I've just got the feeling that you're going to go from, say, south to north or north to south. So I've got the feeling that you might be going either north Orlando, or you might be even going further right up to Jacksonville or somewhere like that, actually being drawn to another area of Florida. That's the feeling I've got. I don't think initially you have to leave Florida, because it's been pointed out to me that you still will be in that environment. But I think eventually you might be being expected to go to a little bit more up north somewhere. That's the way it's been pointed out to me. There's a bit of travel here.
Okay.
Now, Ali, are you linked in at all, Ali? Have you got a connection for Christine?
Yeah. Hello, Christine. My name's Ali. How are you doing? You all right there?
Hi, Ellie. How are you?
Right, Christine. I'm just gonna tell you exactly what I'm picking up, what I'm getting here from the Faulkner deck and from my guides as well. Feel free to butt in with anything at any time, okay? Because I need to say this to you. It's very much like I want you to take control of what's currently happening from within your mindset. All right? It's taking you back, right? It's taking you back to last year, and I'm going to October to November as well. This is about career. This is about work. I want you to get in your mind that you can actually achieve what you're actually, you know, what the end result you really want to achieve here, okay? I do feel very much not really being that motivated with yourself at the moment. I feel you really need to be your own boss. I must say, it's like you're not very good at working for other people, if that makes sense. It's like you want your own business. You want to do your own thing because you're very creative. You've got amazing ideas deep within your mindset, deep within your energy. I do feel like, wow, this is a business lady in the making. But it's like you've been kind of put down, and you've been put down from men constantly over the years of your life. Okay? Now, I do feel very much as well here. It's like feeling like the doors are closing in on you. It's like feeling, oh, nothing's working. Nothing's happening. The pennies are just coming out of my bank account. I don't have enough money to cope. Okay? And I do feel very much, I want to give you, I'm going into next month, okay, and I want to give you the number 21, and I want to say things will start turning, things will start happening after that 21st date there, okay? And I feel that's when the opportunities seem to arise within yourself, okay? Now, not only do I want to say about your work there, okay, I do feel very much there seems to be issues here within love. There seems to be feeling like you're not good enough, okay? This is a thought that keeps going around in your mind constantly over and over like a broken record. I'm not good enough. I'm not pretty enough. I've been absolutely, you know, abused, you know, like sort of emotionally by a certain gentleman, okay? Can you understand where a gentleman 2 years ago really did kind of, you just bang, really took everything out of you, if that makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what I want to say is this. You need to have a change on the mold and the type of guy that you're going for. Because I want to say the last guy that you had in a relationship, he was like a gorilla, if that makes sense. He was a big guy, but I've just been shown a gorilla, all right? Because he had his attitude stunk, all right? He very much, you know, it was all about him. It was all about the money. It was never about the love and you, okay?
Right.
But who's the gentleman that keeps floating in and out your energy? I don't like his energy because it's like you haven't really got rid of somebody yet.
There is another gentleman, yes.
Now, I need to say, I don't particularly like his energy because I don't like his intentions of what he's wanting from you, okay? Please, I'm giving you the card of caution here, the moon card. When I see the moon card, I feel very much, you know, not fear or anything like that. I do feel very much that just be careful. Just be cautious, all right? Behavior seems to be, he's a highly strong gentleman, okay? Very much he wants to be the natural leader. Now, with this gentleman, I just feel with yourself and him, you're not really compatible. It's not really happening. It seems to be too much effort being put in, all right? But he's got no effort at all towards yourself. It's like, again, you're wearing your heart on your sleeve saying, I'll give everything out, but this gentleman doesn't seem to be giving you anything back in return, okay? Now, I am being shown good news coming within 3 days, like a celebration. So something good and positive is going to hit in, okay? And I want to give you so much strength as well and say you are worth so much more than what you actually believe in yourself. Have that real self-respect for yourself and say, I deserve to be loved the way I should be and the way you want to be, okay? But I do feel very much there seems to be a gentleman stepping forward in October, all right? And this seems to be a business-type gentleman, a gentleman that, you know, is very loving, very caring, all right? And it seems to be very much he steps in through a friend of yours, okay? So please watch out for October. I do feel that's when you meet somebody who's different to the, I'm going to call them, badasses that you've met in the past, all right? But if you can take all that information with all the love and you just go forward with all that positivity within your mind, and just remember, you can achieve anything, all right?
Okay.
Okay, Christine, I hope that's been a help what me and Ali has provided for you this evening.
Thank you so much. It has been. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.
It was lovely talking to you. Now, Ali, I think we shall have ourselves another music break. Now, what I've been doing on the Conversations with Spirit page on Facebook is been asking for listeners' choice songs. So I think what we'll actually have is a listeners' choice song. It's a heart song, which was requested by somebody. So here we have heart. And, Mike, can we have the listeners' choice song, please? So that was the listener's choice song. That was Heart, Who Will You Run To? So, Ali, I know I've not been on the line for a while, but after the show finishes, Ali, you're going to log me in probably, what, about half an hour after the show, if that's all right, so I can get back on the phone line?
Yeah, that's not a problem at all. We'll get you up there. We'll get you on all the pages on Facebook. And I myself, I'm going to be logged in as well. And we'll do it together.
Awesome. Because I just need a bit of a sort the table out, have a bit of a shower, have a little bit of a drink, a little bit of a chill. And then I'll be obviously ready to take some calls then. So, yeah, that's, we need to get everybody to come over to Falcon the Psychics, and you can either speak to me or Ali for live readings
in the next few hours. Can I just say, Matthew, I think one of your Australian friends as well, Dagmar Bryant, I think she's logging in later on as well. Oh, so that's absolutely fantastic. And we've got the amazing Luna Green Man from Texas, such an angelic reader. She's logging in later on as well. But we have got readers on right now as well.
Fantastic, because I know Dagmar was on the show last week. Dagmar's been on Conversations with Spirit on two occasions now. So, she's a regular. Manu, you've been on, this is your second appearance now as well.
Yeah, I mean, this the last time I was on, you know, Rhiannon was doing the show with you, and I came on and gatecrashed it, yeah.
That is correct, but then you're a guest in your own right this time. Now, I've just forgotten completely what I was going to say then. I was just going to remind everybody that this is Conversations with Spirit. I'm Matthew James. Anybody who wants to jump over to my website, which is www.matthewjamesmedium.com, I do have the little banner that distances no object. I do Skype readings and phone readings for people outside of Canberra, where I reside, in the other states, in Australia, in the UK, in America. I do readings for clients all over the world. Ali, what's your website if people want to get hold of you?
Well, if people want to get hold of me for an actual psychic or spiritual reading, I am only doing readings via www.faulknerpsychics.com. I have removed the for anyone to do it with myself privately, and yeah. I'm doing it just solely through Faulkner Psychics, because it's also, funnily enough, the cheaper way for you guys to get a reading with myself. But I do have my own website, alikey.com, that you'll be able to understand a little bit more about me, what I've actually done as well, and what's to come as well. But faulknerpsychics.com is where you can get a reading with me.
Awesome. What part of Scotland are you from, Ali, just out of interest?
I was born in Perth in Scotland, not Australia, and brought up in sunny Dundee. And I was brought there from the age of 3 years old. It's Scotland's a beautiful country, lovely hillside, countryside.
Yeah. You don't have to convert me, Ali. You don't have to convert me. It's my number one place in the entire world.
I do actually have relations in Australia. My auntie, who passed away about 6 to 8 years ago, was actually a professional actress in Australia. Her stage name was Daphne Gray, and she was in a film called Shine.
Ah, cool. I've been to both Perth, incidentally. I've been to Perth in Scotland, and I've also been to Perth over here, so I don't know, that's a bit of useless information, but I do know where Perth is in Scotland.
Perth in Australia is the colourful city, and Perth in Scotland's not so colourful.
Yeah, that is one way of putting it. I think we'll go into a Skype call. We've got a Skype caller, and I don't know if I'm going to pronounce her name right, and I will apologise now if I get it wrong. But Carkelia, are you there? Carkelia, are you there? Yeah, I know you're our Skype caller. Have I said your name right?
Yes, you have.
Okay, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida. Florida.
Great. What's your question for Ali? Because I will actually get Ali to actually start this reading off for you, Carkelia.
Okay. I want to know, where am I going to go career-wise? Right now, I'm in college. I'm a freshman. I want to know, where do you guys see me predominantly going?
Okay. Ali, I'll hand Carkelia over to you, first of all.
Right. Thank you very much. How are you doing? You all right there?
Yes.
Good. Now, feel free to use your voice at any time, button at any time as well, okay? This is your reading. This is for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do feel very much where you are currently. It seems to be a little bit of a battle at the moment from within your own mind. It's like you're kind of thinking and worrying about what's to come, what's actually happening at the moment as well. I feel very much it's like a little bit of a struggle within some sort of course that you're doing at the minute. It's like, oh my goodness, you know, it's like your hand held in your head held in your hands going, oh my goodness, this is quite hard, you know, oh my goodness, am I going to get through this, all right? What I need to tell you is this: you're far more intelligent than what you actually believe yourself, okay?
Yeah.
I do see yourself, you know, you seem to be very good with money for some reason. I'm just been seeing pennies and being shown, you know, numbers here. I'm being shown very much that, wow, okay, you are quite switched on with that kind of line of work here. But I'm seeing very much as well, there's a lot of travel coming for yourself. Once you actually graduate, once you, you know, take yourself out of that college kind of base, I just see yourself traveling. I see a year out first. I see you traveling around different places, going across water, you know, going abroad. It's like, wow, okay, you're wanting to actually explore. You don't just want to be put in the same place, if that makes sense, all right?
Yeah.
I feel as well that, do you know something? I feel it's your own business. I feel very, really kind of like, wow, you've got a lot of ideas there, all right, of where you want to be, all right, but you don't really quite know which road to take just yet, okay? I am going very much down, you know, I need to say to yourself, have patience. Live for the here and now. Don't panic about things. I feel it's like you're writing something as well. You've got something to be handed in very soon, all right? You've got a lot of work to do with this at the moment, okay? But I need to say, over the next 2 weeks, be very patient with yourself, all right? Remember to spend a lot of time with the family as well, okay? Because I feel that you haven't really been too involved with the family as much as what you would like to be, okay? And I just feel very much that, wow, the change is coming in. I want to say to you, you know, end of September is a massive change for you, okay? And everything that you want to come, you know, around about that August, September, October, whatever you're wanting and you're working towards to come out in that period of time, you're going to get all your dreams, your wishes, it's all going to just come out for you, okay? And I just feel as well, there seems to be a relationship around you as well, by the way, and I want to say, be very cautious with this gentleman, all right? He's not really who you kind of thought he was, if that makes sense, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel very much he's, I'm just going to say it because I'm one for just saying, being direct and telling you, okay?
Yeah.
He has communications with another woman, all right, with another girl. And there seems to be an offer of some kind of an affair there. There seems to be something going on that's not quite right, all right? So I want to say to you, be very wary about him. He's not telling you absolutely everything, all right? But you are very much, you're the type of person, you just want to get married, you just want to settle down, you want to have the babies, you want it all the right way around. This gentleman's not ready for any of that, all right?
Yeah.
And I just feel very much frustrated within your energy towards this gentleman, okay, if you can understand what I'm meaning.
Somewhat. I've never really been in a relationship before, so...
But there's this gentleman, there seems to be a gentleman that you're seriously around at the minute, all right? And it doesn't seem quite right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. And so career-wise, do you see me graduating in the field that I want to go into and then exploring the world?
Carkelia, I was picking up, I was sort of laughing when Ali was giving you insights, because I was definitely seeing finance with you. And I was actually looking at two potential channels here. I was getting the legal side like a lawyer, but I was also getting like a financier or investment or financial side. I was getting those two emphases here, and it's the feeling I was getting very strongly was is it's one of these paths where you don't think you can do it. There's a bit of fear there that you're not capable or you can't get the best grades or what do people think about you. It seems to have the focus that your life path seems to be related to finance or related to the legal side. It's what I was getting here. I don't know if you can understand what me and Ali were picking up on. It's just, I mean, I would have said if I was picking up nursing, or I would have said if I was picking up media, or I was picking up a stage. I'm definitely getting something that relates to something of a financial or a legal background, and I don't know why. It was my first response to when you asked your question.
Okay. I was thinking of that a little bit, but I don't know. But then I'm so heavy in the health and, like you said, the radio and all that. So I don't know. But I'm just so hesitant because of the math. So I don't know. But thank you. Thank you, you guys, so much.
That's okay. Okay, Kakelia. I just hope you, you've been enjoying the show, and I hope our reading has been a help for you. Right, I think we'll go right into our next caller because I know we've got a lot online and I want to try and get through as many as we can. Thanks, Kakila. Carrie, are you there, please? Hello, Carrie?
Hello. Okay, I'm unmuted now.
Hi, Carrie. Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm your South African caller.
Oh, hi, Carrie.
Hi.
What's your question, please, Carrie?
Oh, I've kind of got two that kind of overlap each other, but I'm going to take the selfish one, and I'm going to ask about career as well.
Okay. Now, I want to go straight away over to Father's side. Now, I know I've got a gentleman there. I know I've been sort of pinpointing grandfathers this evening, but it seems to be the theme of the night that the grandfather's coming through. But I've got your dad's dad here. He's coming across particularly stern and stout, and he's got his back up straight, and he's not here necessarily to criticise you. He's more to encourage you because he says you're looking at something, you keep putting the paperwork up, you keep putting it down, you keep telling yourself that you can't do something. And the more you tell yourself that you can't do something, the more that you can't do something. So in other words, you've got to calm down, sit down, look at what your opportunities are, and there is one thing that shines through.
Yeah.
Now, is that of a healing or caring nature? Because you've got a healing or caring nature that you need to utilize. Apparently, you're just like your mother. You're a bit of a soft salt like your mother. That's what's being said to me.
Yeah, I am in the healing business, and I'm actually about two steps behind you guys with the readings.
Fantastic. Now, you are a soft salt like your mother, aren't you? That's his words.
Okay, Graham, thank you.
He's trying to give the impression that your dad was hard as nails and he had no emotions, and I don't believe that. I think what he's trying to do is say, look, your mum was more readily emotional than your father, but your father still has the emotion there, but it was controlled.
My father finds it easier to shut off.
But your mother shows it more readily, doesn't she?
I'm getting drawn
into a little bit of a family joke or a family thing here that grandfather's pulling me into. I know that, and I know he's criticizing what you do, but he's not there to stop you or judge you, because we are all good at what we do. There is one thing that we're born on this planet to do. And I'm being told that what you're doing is what you're on this planet to do, but you're drawing back from it because you're doubting it.
Okay. So it is wrong. I'm frustrated by it because I just, it's this whole needing to make money and not making money and actually not getting off my behind and doing it and then scared and, you know what I'm saying.
It's the scenario of doing it. I mean, myself, when I do readings for people, I've got over the usual, well, I'm doing something that you shouldn't be charging for. Why, my readings are free, but it's the time that people are actually being charged for.
Yeah.
It's a case of the money that I charge for a reading, it's for my time. My reading is free. And I don't know if that is the issue with you, but apparently you're very, very... I'm using the double words again, and I need to stop myself, but you're perceptive. You are very perceptive.
Yeah, this is passed down from my mom's side, actually. And I'm always asking, I've been asking for the last couple of months, what can I do to get better or to get my self-confidence up about this, I suppose.
Well, I mean, it's symbolic, but you need guinea pigs. You need people to practice on.
I've got them. I've got an entire family that's a bit screwed up at the moment.
How about people that you don't know? Because it's so easy when we know people. It's difficult to read people that we know because we know situations.
Yeah.
Can I just hand you over to Ali, Carrie? Let Ali give you his insight.
Yes.
Ali, quickly, what have you got for Carrie?
Hiya, Carrie. You all right?
Hello. I'm okay. How are you?
Good. I've just got a quick message for yourself, Carrie, all right?
Yep.
I feel like it's like somebody has been like holding you back, all right? And it's within this line of work. I want to say to yourself this. Never mind about the development places, the development courses, development circles, or anything like that. You can achieve this on your own. All right. Uh-huh. There's somebody there that's been holding you back, very much saying, no, you're not ready, you can't do this or something. And I want to say there's been a massive change in belief within yourself, like a leap of faith. And it's absolutely fantastic. You're on the right course here. You're on the right direction, the pathway. I do feel there's something going on in the background here where there's not really, it's a bit of a rubbish kind of situation, okay?
Yeah.
And this is to do with absolutely everything, you know, within your mind, your questions, all right? And I want to say it's coming to an end. Within 3 months, you will be able to put that past away and draw the line underneath and say, I can achieve anything, I can do this. What I want to say to yourself is the only thing I can see that's really going to help you, because it's like you feel you're not good enough to do this line of work. There's a little bit of a fear. And I want to say, there is a book out there called Brian's Guide to Working the Spirit, right? It is simply Brian's Guide to Working the Spirit. And it's very much, you know, in UK kind of money, it's under £10. So it would be about under $20 for yourself, all right?
Yeah. Now, I know it.
This book's absolutely amazing because it can not just change, you know, your way you look in life as well, but it's channeling and being able to be a pure channel, it'll help you tremendously, and you will get that faith back and that injection back within your energy. And within 3 months, I just see, bang, you'll be able to do as many readings as you want. You will have a business. You'll be able to do absolutely anything, all right? But you've just got to have that faith within yourself, all right?
Yep.
Okay, Carrie, if you want a copy of this reading, just wait till the end of the show and get it from the archives. I hope we've given you some insights this evening.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys.
It's a pleasure. Now, I know it's a bit of a treadmill, Ali, but we'll go into the next caller because I know we've got a lot online and I want to get through as many as we can. Amy, are you there, please?
I am. I'm here.
Hi, Amy. Where are you calling from?
Hello, I'm calling from San Diego, California.
Okay, and what's your question? And we'll let Ali start this one. What's your question, please?
Okay, hi, guys. My question is basically, it sounds like it's a theme of the show, you know, kind of what's next career-wise, and I'm feeling a little bit stuck, and I just wanted to see if Spirit had any insight into that, or if anyone in Spirit wanted to say anything to me, of course.
Okay, Ali, I'll hand Amy over to you initially. Have you got anything for Amy, Ali?
Right. Amy, how are you doing? This is Ali.
Hi, Ali. I'm doing pretty good. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Very good. Thank you, Amy. Now, it's very much direct messages that I give here, okay? So please feel free to interrupt at any time, okay? Now,
okay.
I am being shown the next 4 weeks for yourself is going to be a massive kind of upward slope, all right? And you need to relax. You need to chill out. Okay, because you're not focusing, you're not chilling out in any sort of way, shape, and form. You're not sleeping at night, you're not getting proper sleep. It seems to be everything just goes absolutely crazy from within your mind, all right? I need to say to you this, there seems to be news coming from within career, all right? And it seems to be coming very soon within the next 2 months, okay? I do feel, get back to the drawing board and start planning things now, okay? I am being shown as well, it's not the first job, it's going to be the second job that's going to come your way, okay? I just feel very much that where you are at the minute isn't happening, it isn't working, all right? And if you're really honest with yourself, you've hit a brick wall, if that makes sense to you.
Yes.
Okay, but it doesn't mean to say that you cannot smash through that brick wall. Okay, at the minute you don't feel that you can. You feel very kind of like, oh God, you don't have any energy. You know, you're kind of giving up slightly. But I want to say, 3 weeks from now is showing me a shake of hands. It's showing me a connection, a business connection. Okay, and I just feel like really start forcing yourself forward to find that proper career that you're wanting. Then I feel you nearly had it last year. You had the idea. You had the thought of what you're wanting to do properly, all right? However, you didn't. No opportunities came your way last year for changing things, for really doing what you truly want to do, all right? I don't know why, but I see very caring hands on yourself. I feel very much that you can do a lot here with caring for other people, looking after other people, okay? So I do feel that kind of sector coming in. But I feel it's like a career you need where you can walk up the ladder. You can go to the top, all right? You're not suited to a dead-end job, and I feel that's exactly where you are right now.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Okay, but the two, I want to give you and leave you with the Two of Pentacles. That is showing me, Gypsy Meaning here, it is showing me it's not going to be the first job that comes to you, it's going to be the second offer, the second job, all right? So please keep that within your mind, all right? When you're applying for jobs, don't get too excited about the first one, but get really excited about the second one. And focus, all right? But the next 4 weeks, please, just try to chill out a little bit, okay? And focus upon what you truly want to change, all right? But I do feel very much that, you know, within yourself, it is, you know, goodness, you know, get yourself a good night's sleep, and that will make up for, you know, a lot of the worries within your mind, okay?
Okay, well, thanks very much, Ali.
Not a problem at all, Amy.
Amy, I have exactly the same, well, not the same as Ali, but the fact that there is disagreements at work, or there is a potential bottleneck or a potential confrontation coming in at work, and I have to say it's really not worth it, because your energies are not with that particular job anymore. I have definitely got you moving, and I'm going to put a timing on, and I'm going to reckon that by we're now at the end of March, so I'm reckoning April, May, June. By June, July, you certainly will have had an interview of sorts. That's the timing I want to actually give here. I feel the lady who's communicating with me is more on your mum's side, might be great aunt or auntie. She's not been totally specific. She's pointing towards something. I don't know if there's been heart disease in the family, or there's been a lot of concerns about someone or a gentleman with heart pressure, but that is being taken off. That is what this lady's saying, but that's a sideline issue. That is something that's going to clear up. The most important thing for you is that get yourself into the right work situation. You're not in the right work situation, and I think you know that yourself, don't you, Amy?
I do, yeah. I feel like I'm in a bit of a holding pattern.
And what is being said to me is you don't really want to go into something stressful and as difficult as something like being a realtor or real estate. That doesn't seem to be your direction. It's not got to be commission-based, what you are being drawn into. It's more something where there is a really good salary, there is a good ladder of achievement. That's what's being pointed to me here. I don't know what sideline this is, but I don't know if you've ever considered teaching or you've considered being at a school or anything to do with teaching at all. I don't know where that comes in.
When I was a little girl, I always wanted to be a teacher, and my grandma actually died of a heart attack. And you mentioned the underlying stress of a heart attack. My partner, yep. who I'm engaged with, is actually having to take medication now for that.
Right, so that's
going to be a bit of a stressor.
I know it was a very quick message, but that heart condition is going to clear up. Obviously, the reference to the school teacher is the grandmother giving a validation. It's her who's giving this information. I don't know if you're going to realize that dream as a school teacher.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, I'm going to leave it there, Amy, if that's okay, because
yes,
I want to go
yes.
into a bit of a music break, and then just to
okay.
give me and Ali just a couple of minutes breather, and then we're
sure.
going to go churning into some more readings. So
okay.
thank
well,
you,
I
Amy,
appreciate
for calling.
You both.
It's a
thank
pleasure.
You very much, Amy.
Thank
God bless you.
You,
all right?
Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
I think we'll have a little bit of a break, Ali. So next piece of music, please, Mike. I do believe it's a Scorpion song.
You're listening to Conversations with Spirit. I'm your host, Matthew James, here on Mike Spirit FM. In the guest seat, I have the amazing Ali Key, a.k.a. Smurf with the blue hair. How are you faring this evening, Ali? Are you not tired, matey, with all the bloody phone line work you're doing?
Well, the other day there, I worked 24, 5 hours solid. We're all just chipping in. We're all just covering, because it's a 24-hour line, we're just covering completely between the whole team. And I've just got so much blooming energy, it's unbelievable. And my spirit team seem to keep me awake constantly. And it's the same with Rhiannon, she just kept awake constantly, you know, which is great. So I am absolutely 100% fine. And I'm ready to go all the way through to probably about 5-6 o'clock in the morning.
My God, you're keen. You're brave. It must be the blue. It must be the blue hair, surely. There must be something in the blue hair dye that's giving you energy.
Probably is. It's all Smurf-tastic.
I think we'll do the next call now. Nicole, are you there, please?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Nicole, where are you calling from, please?
I am in New Jersey near Philadelphia.
Okay. And your question, please.
My question for you, Matthew, is what do you see coming for me as far as any type of a relationship, anything you see?
Okay. So you've come out of a relationship, yes. You've overcome all the worries and the woes and all the issues with you've got no baggage at the minute, have you? I mean when I mean baggage, we're divorced, we're sorted, we're now available on the market again, aren't we? I'm sorry, but that's the way it's been said to me.
Yes.
Because I believe from the way it's been pointed out, it was a bit of a messy affair, wasn't it? It was a messy situation.
Well, there was a breakup that was kind of messy.
I'm wondering if that is what's being referred to, because it seemed to have lingered. That's the way. You've not lost your father, have you?
Yes, I have.
Right. This is the gentleman who is talking to me about something being a little bit messy. It was like having your feet in treacle and you could not get your foot out of it. And each time you did, you seemed to be pulled back again.
Yes.
This is the baggage that he's actually referring to. He's not referring to your kids as baggage, because they are wonderful beings. He's referring to the glue that somebody was adhering to you. That's the way it's being referred to.
Correct.
And he's referring to him in a way that, with a lot of distaste, by the way. He's saying there's a lot of distaste. I have no party to that gentleman at all.
Uh-huh, okay.
So I don't know if your father actually knew him on the earth plane. I imagine he would, but he's got a bit of a bad taste or a bit of displeasure there. So it has to be his doing, not your doing. Meaning your ex put it on you, didn't he?
Well, he never liked any of my boyfriends or my husband.
But that one especially.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
I don't want to linger too much in the past, and I know there's a bit of resentment there from your father as far as what happened to you, and I know he's hitting me in the... I'm probably in the bowel, or I'm in the stomach area with an issue with your father. I'm feeling that, but that might be just indigestion that I'm being hit with. But did he have a bowel, any problem in his stomach area at all? I'm just trying to validate, then I can move on to what's being said.
With my dad, no. No,
can you understand the indigestion, though? I mean, it's a reference to indigestion or a little bit of a... Is it you that's got the upset stomach, then?
It's me, yes.
Okay. Now, I am going to actually say quite categorically that he is saying that the next person that you will be dating is a lot sooner than you think, and it's a lot nearer to home, closer to home than you think.
Uh-huh.
Now, the question is you've got to
I'm hoping that the information is right. I'm just hesitating because I'm trying to see ahead with the information. You have, is it two or three children?
I just have one.
Okay. Where is there somebody who, let's say, is it a daughter you've got? Because I'm hoping it is a daughter.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Your daughter has got a friend, and there are three children. Her friend is one of three. Right. There doesn't happen to be a single man attached to where that family is there?
I don't know.
The interesting thing is, what's been pointed to me, where there is three children that is associated with your daughter, indirectly there is a guy that you can get friendly with. It's as literal as that. That's the only way I can interpret this. It's the only way I can interpret the information I've been given.
Well, I'm not friendly with any of her friends.
Right. I am known when I do one-to-one readings to say things that at the time don't sound to make any sense at all. But the timing on this seems to be, well, the next water sign's July. So I want to go to July. I want to go to June, July, even August in that period there. There's a feeling that you will associate with one of your daughter's friends, family, or you will have a connection with. I'm not being told exactly how. It can be an outing. It can be a venture. It can be something that you associate with or you're going to. But there seems to be a male that is being linked through that. That's exactly how it's been given to me.
Okay. All right.
And I know the vein that I'm giving it, you can't take it in the now, but we're not dealing with the now. We're dealing with something that actually lies ahead.
Okay.
Now, you've got some serious study to do as well.
Okay.
I don't know if you know about this serious study yet, but it's a case of Father is trying to inform you that you've got to knuckle down and either finish something that you didn't finish because somebody stopped you doing it, or it is something that you are going to apply yourself to as a result of, you've been inspired to do. I don't know exactly which it is, or it might be a combination of both, but there is this direct, you need to knuckle down and do some serious study.
Okay.
Can you make sense of what that serious study is, Nicole?
I do not know. No,
What did you not do? What course did you not finish, or what did you not complete? That's where the clue is.
I will have to think about that.
Right.
I don't know.
In case I've broken the link with you, which I've had a little bit of a bum note there, I'll hand you over to Ali and let Ali continue with your reading for you.
Okay.
And I'll just do a check.
Okay, thank you.
How you doing? You all right there?
Hello.
How you doing? This is Ali. Do you have any other specific question you would like to ask?
No specific, but whatever comes to you would be wonderful.
Right, not a problem whatsoever. I can do that for you, okay? Now, looking into your energy, I just feel very much that there's, to be honest with you, there's a lot of concern around the gentleman, to be honest with you, around some sort of, I want to say, inverted commas, relationship, if that makes sense, because it doesn't seem to be a really switched-on relationship, if that makes sense to you.
Okay, yes.
Okay, I want to say here, it's like you're connected, but it's like you're holding hands, but you're kind of a little bit apart at this time, okay? And I want to say, the grass, going down the pathway with this gentleman that you're going down, his side seems very much worn out, okay? It's like he's been here before, he's a chip off the old block, okay? But I just feel very much that there's a lot of patience that's going to be needed for this to actually work out. All right. Now, can you understand what I'm meaning?
Yes.
All right. Now, I'm just going to quickly go into like career here with what you're kind of wanting here within work-wise as well. I just feel very much like, wow, the last 10 weeks has been massively up in the air. Everything's just been thrown up and you're like, wait a minute, what direction am I going? What do I actually currently want to do? Oh my goodness, all right? Because I need to say this, the penny situation, the financial situation is going downhill, if that makes sense.
It does.
All right. I need to say it's like you need to get a grip of things now. All right. You need to get to grip with the bank account at the moment. OK, I just feel very much everything is kind of running out of control. I don't want to give I'm not going to give, you know, your personal information and everything out, you know, within a public platform here. All right. So don't worry. I'm going to leave your finances there. OK, but what I need to say to you is this, what you're working towards at the moment. There is 6 weeks from now, that's when the punching of air starts. That's when they're rubbing the hands together. I just feel very much that you're working towards something. You're going in the right direction for that. But it just seems to be 6 week period that you're going to go through a little bit of, oh my goodness, am I still on track? Am I not? What's happening? You know, it just seems that there is massive changes. All of a sudden, you know, it's just changes constantly with yourself, okay? Now, I'm going to leave you with this, with the business side of things, with the career side of things. I want to say the Sun card comes out here, the Gypsy meaning being yes. For your question you had initially is yes, everything's happening, everything's going as to plan. Chill out a little bit, you will achieve what you want to achieve, and you will do exactly that, okay? Have a little bit more faith in yourself and belief in yourself, and stay strong, okay? It will happen, all right?
Okay.
You take all the love there, all right?
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole. Sorry, I got a bit of a bum note towards the end of my reading. I may well have information for the next caller, so I'm going to say thank you, Nicole, for calling in.
Can I stay on and listen, please?
Of course you can. There's absolutely no problem there. No problem at all. Ali, are you ready for the next caller? Because you're up first again, mate, this time. And we've got Missy. Missy, are you there, please?
I am. Hello.
Hi, Missy. Where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
You're calling from Pennsylvania. And what's your question, please?
My question is, what do you see for my love life?
Ali, can you help Missy with her love life, please?
Yeah, not a problem at all. Hiya, Missy. How are you doing? You all right?
Hi, Ali.
good
to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you as well, Missy. Right, let's get in here. I feel from your energy, it's like you're looking back on the past here, all right? And you're looking at the good times, you're looking at the bad times, you're really kind of focusing on, you know, what you're truly wanting out of a relationship and who you're wanting, what kind of gentleman you're wanting to connect to as well. I feel a little bit like, you know, closing in with yourself. I feel like it's not depression, but it's feeling like, oh my goodness, am I going to be on my own forever? Am I destined to be on my own? Is the right person actually going to come round or what? All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a lot of battling from within your own energy at the moment, Missy. It's like you don't feel you're good enough. You don't feel you're good looking enough. You're always constantly looking in the mirror to see if you're pretty enough. And it's like, stop it. Come on. You're a beautiful soul. You're a beautiful lady. You have to start believing this in yourself, okay? Now, I will say very much as well, you've had a lot of patience when it comes to love, all right? You've had a heck of a lot of patience. I need to say to yourself, you've got another 2 weeks here, 2-3 weeks, where you've got to be even more patient, all right? I feel who's the dark-headed gentleman that you seem to have, not a connection, but you speak to him? You seem to have conversations with a gentleman.
Well, there's two. The one you could be talking about is my ex-husband. Or I do have a romantic interest, but I haven't really spoke to him lately. So I'm not sure. They both have dark hair.
Right, okay.
So
I'm
not
being
sure.
I'm being shown a taller gentleman, kind of a little bit, kind of, you know, he's not really fat or anything like that. He's quite, you know, inward.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
That's the ex-husband. Yeah.
Like, I need to say, it's like I'm being, my guide's coming in and saying, in the past, yeah, let's put that in the past. Let's go forward, Missy.
Okay.
Let's put that in the past. And it's like a broken
okay.
record. In the past, okay? Because
wow.
he's not really mixing with your energy. He very much is throwing in a spanner into the works, isn't he? He confuses you. And he confuses you, then all of a sudden you don't hear from him, and you go, oh my goodness, what's happening? It's doing my head right in, okay? But I do feel
okay.
it's the other gentleman you have a connection with. I don't understand this, but I want to go, it's like initial M, keeps coming with this gentleman, initial M. And I keep getting here as well that he's hiding something. He's very mysterious.
Definitely mysterious. That's
he's,
for sure.
He's not telling you 100% everything, is he? He's keeping something aside, which he doesn't want to discuss. And to be honest with you, I feel it's like I want to say, you don't actually need to be with someone right this minute. Right now, you do not need a relationship. All right? You need to concentrate on yourself.
Okay.
For years,
okay.
you've never properly concentrated on yourself, Missy. You've never said, you know something, I'm going to do something for myself. All right?
Ali, can I just cut in here? Only because we're running a little bit short of time and I want to get another caller in. Missy, can I ask how old you are before I say what I'm going to say next?
I am 32.
That's okay. I've got all my indications of a pregnancy coming up for you. I've been fighting off the information, but it's there. It's there as plain as day in the back of my mind. There's a pregnancy coming up for you.
Now, I have some children, but I can't get pregnant anymore. So
why can't
you
get? Okay. So there's a pregnancy coming up. That's all I can say. That's the information I've been given.
Oh,
overwhelming.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you have a daughter. I'm not going down there. I've got to say there's a pregnancy coming up. I've got to say that it's the indications there's a serious, serious relationship coming up. And there's somewhere where there is teacher or somebody who does teacher training or somebody who teaches other people. That's how it's been pointed out to me.
Okay, so a relationship may be coming up. You mean like as far as romantic relationship? Or?
Well, I mean, that is the indication I've got for me. I mean, under normal circumstances, when I'm shown a certain symbolism, it means there's a real serious relationship coming up and it can bear the fruit of children. Now, if in your instance you can't have another child, the symbolism remains that it's the type of a serious full-on relationship.
Oh, okay.
And the clue is somebody who's involved in study or somebody who has students or somebody who's a teacher or somebody who's got, I could extend it into he's training to be a counsellor or a lawyer. There is some sort of student or training zone with the gentleman.
Okay.
That's just a bit of food for thought. I mean, often, and Ali will agree, we're given information and we get members of spirit insisting on something. You then get your client going, that's not possible. But we still get that green light of, no, insist. You've got to say it.
Okay.
You've got to say it. And I've got to say it. I won't be able
okay.
to clear my lines if I don't say it. So how it manifests, how the potential pregnancy manifests, I don't know. But all I know is that was what was said to me.
Okay.
Now, we're going to have to leave you there, Missy. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Missy.
Sorry.
All the best.
Yeah. Sorry
thank
for,
you
sorry,
very much.
Sorry for butting in like that, Ali.
No,
I just
that's
know
okay.
that... We've got ourselves one more caller, Ali, and I would like you to take this one as well at first, because I know who this lady is. I've spoken to this lady before, and I just think because you haven't dealt with this lady, I think it's only fair that you do the reading for her, if that's okay.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Carol, are you there, please?
Hiya.
Hiya, Carol. I know you're Ken's other half, and I know I've done stuff for you before, so I thought it would only be fair if Ali would be to give you a bit of a reading this evening. Is that okay, Carol?
That's fine.
I know you're calling from Birmingham. I don't have to ask where you're calling from. I know you're a Pom. I know you're from the Midlands, so I'll just hand you over to Ali, if that's okay.
Okay.
Ali,
you're right. How are you doing? It's Ali here.
Hi, Ali.
What's your question? What would you like me to go over with yourself?
Just a general reading, please.
Not a problem whatsoever. Is it Carol, is it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, not a problem at all, Carol. I shall do that for yourself and linking, see exactly what's happening, what's going on with yourself. Okay, now, it's like you're highly strung at the minute. It's like very much that everything's been testing you. And especially since Christmas time, since that December period, everything's just been getting a little bit kind of, you know, whoa, you need to slow down. All right, I'm just been showing everything 100 miles an hour, okay? But I need to say, well done for getting yourself to where you are today. Pat yourself on the back, give yourself some credit, okay? Because it's like you've come from a really bad situation into decent waters, if that makes sense, all right? And it's like, you know, it's like sometimes you just want to give up. You just want to say, you know, I can't be bothered, you know, I can't do this, all right? But I just feel putting that injection back into yourself, that motivation, is what you're kind of currently trying to do at the minute, all right? Now, I'm going to work, I'm going to career with yourself, and I'm going, oh my God, what is actually going on there? What's happening? Because it's like nothing really is happening. Nothing's going forward, if that makes sense.
It does, yeah.
And I want to say, whoa, break the mold. And I feel you trying to force, and this is just how I see this. It's like doors. You're trying to force doors. It's, and this is how I'm getting put this in my mindset is, my guides are putting it to me like you're being stuck in a lift and you can't get the doors open. All right? That's how you feel within your career, within your work. All right?
Yep.
You can't get the doors open. And there's people in there that you don't want to hear. All right? There's people there that you don't want to interact with. And you're stuck there in the lift with them going, oh my God, just let me out. Let me out. Okay? Now, I do feel very much it's all about the work with you. You are very much, you know, like the Queen of Wands. They're very much, you know, burying your head, getting on with it, and absolutely anything for your family, okay? Now,
yep.
I need to say it's the pennies at the moment that are kind of struggling here. It's like you're not getting enough. Where you are at the minute, you're not getting enough money for what you're currently doing, if that makes sense.
Yep, it does.
And it's like, oh my God, you're not in the right job here because they're not paying you enough. You're doing too many other things that you shouldn't be doing when you deserve what you truly should be getting, all right? So I do feel very much a shift. But the shift isn't going to come for about 3 months here. I'm being given the death card for yourself within the Faulkner deck. Everybody panics about this card, but this is a positive card for you. It's telling me it's going to be a little bit, you know, ride the hard times through within the 3 months. It's going to be a little bit iffy, a little bit tricky, okay? However, after that third month, bang, in comes the positivity, in comes a massive change, a settlement, okay? New job. It seems to be new career, new job within 3 months, okay? And yes, I am being shown you've got a lot of hard work to change this. You've got to get out of where you are because it ain't working. It's not happening for yourself. But obviously, you can't just jump out with nothing there, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Okay. But I need to say this. Within career as well, the Emperor card comes out in the Faulkner deck for you as well. Very lucky card within business, within career. And I want to say luck is on your side. And I do feel, again, the money is coming in. Can you understand where you're waiting on money actually coming in?
I Don't think so. Nope.
Right. I'm being shown here, there's a small, and it's like a small group of money here. It's a small amount, but it's coming towards you. It's very much like a surprise, just coming in, bang. And it's when you need to
Ali,
pay something.
We've got 3 minutes left, so I'm going to have
no
to
No problem
say,
whatsoever.
We're going to have to leave it there, Carol. Thank you for calling in, Carol. It's just that we've not got time to say our goodbyes and play some music if we're going to have to finish there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you for calling in. Sorry to interrupt you then, Ali. It's just that I know that I've noticed the timer, and my voice is likely to disappear because I've the way that we phoned in this evening.
Yeah.
So it's been fantastic having you on the show, Ali. I hope we can have you on again in the very near future.
Yes, thank you very much for having me, both yourself, Matthew, and Mike as well, and everybody else who's listening out there as well.
Yeah, Mike's going to call you in afterwards because I think we might have a little chat. But we work well together. There's a real good rapport there, and I know that a lot of the callers have had information that when they combine it together, it's like one reading. It's been the same connection. They've been really good connections this evening.
Yeah, no, it's been absolute fun. And just for the people out there, just remember, you can get me and Matthew and Luna and all the other fantastic psychics at FaulknerPsychics.com and on Facebook as well.
Thank you, Ali. So to everybody else, you've been listening to Conversations with Spirit. I'm your host, Matthew James. Same time, same place next week. Apologies for the time zone differences. We're at that time of the year. Obviously, it's all going to sort itself out. So until next week, I'm going to leave you with a Queen classic, and we'll speak to you next week. Bye for now. Music, please, Mike.
Thanks for tuning in to Matthew James Medium. You can contact Matthew anytime by logging on to www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Until next week, goodbye.